Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Get like blessings.
I know that's right, Dr. G.
Amen.
I know, I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about anybody
else. We all do.
Amen. And it's a thing where it's all about attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's attitude toward our faith, toward God, toward each other. If we can be a disciple with the right attitude,
mm-hmm.
that will go a long way.
Right.
And so Jesus started out with this sermon. They call it the Sermon on the Mount. We're mm-hmm. giving us a picture of what the kingdom is.
Right.
And when God is coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle, he's coming back for people who can live in the kingdom.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
So in other words, he's training us to be able to live in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's setting up the kingdom in our hearts. So when we actually get to that four square kingdom, that we'll know how to behave.
Amen.
Your parents ever told you act like you got good home training?
All right.
Amen.
Don't mess up my name.
Amen. Amen. So we have to get trained right now.
Amen.
Right.
So when we get to heaven, we'll know how to act.
That's right.
Some of us don't know how to act right now.
That's
true.
So in Matthew, the 5th chapter, and we look at verse 1, it says, "And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, let me go back to that word, taught. It's like a lot of times people don't think they need to be taught.
Right. Right. Mm.
Can you help me out there with Dr. G?
Yeah, Dave. I mean, I don't know what it is, but people just seem to think they know it all. And in actuality, we don't know enough, especially about the Lord and the spiritual life. But you just can't tell folks.
What is it, Sheila G, that we don't want to be taught?
Well, sometimes we can we're gone. No, we say that about our kids as they're growing up and
right.
they think they know everything.
Right.
And sometimes spiritually we think we're grown, but we're not. And, you know, yeah, I've turned my life over to Christ, but if you look, you need to look at your life every day and try to figure out why am I having issues or why am I having difficulty dealing with that? It's because we need to learn it. I know I'm learning every single
every day.
I had an experience today where I had learned how to correct my attitude. And once I yielded to my flesh
right.
and leaned on the Lord, God made it all right. But it took me going through my wilderness experience for the past 6 months to get to the point
wow. okay.
that I used to.
Okay.
But it's all about being taught and getting in God's word
mm-hmm.
and learning.
And so this thing where he gathered his disciples together and taught them, let me just ask the question, is when he gave his great command, if you can turn to Matthew 28:19-20, this is the great commission. Man there real quick, Matthew 28:19-20. And he says, "Go ye therefore and what?
Teach all nations.
Baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." What?
Teaching them
to observe
all things
whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, there's two teachings that need to occur. First, you need to teach folk about salvation.
Right.
Right. That's the first thing, and baptism. And then the second teach, I believe, is what the church is lacking. It's like folk get saved all the time, but they don't get understand that they need to be taught how to act saved.
Right.
So in other words, if you're saved and not living nothing,
right.
you only got part of it.
Right.
Amen.
Obedience.
Yeah. And so this whole teaching thing, I think too many times people say, "Well, I got it. I don't need to study this. Or,
mm-hmm.
I done heard that before."
Mm.
You know, that's I done been down there,
right.
so I just need to go through one time,
right.
and that's it. But they'll go in our corporate America's job, and every year
They'll teach you, amen, about HR will teach you about harassment.
Yeah.
And call it mandatory.
And amen. Conduct.
And call it mandatory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. And you
got to
sign
off.
Amen.
You have to sign off.
You got it.
Amen. You did it right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But when it comes to Jesus,
right?
It should be mandatory.
Right?
It
should be.
That's mandatory number one.
Amen. Because he the one that gave you that corporate America job.
Ouch. Amen.
So, Dr. G, what is it about this teaching, amen, that Jesus is telling us to do that folk don't want to put themselves in the position to be taught? I mean, we touch and agree with our churches that on Thursday night, amen, that we're going to study the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
On Sunday morning, we're going to what? Study the Word. Amen?
Amen.
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 What's going on with that?
Well, that's a good question.
The Word says teach, right? And it came to him and he taught him, right?
And I think, you know, you touched on it. People, they accept Christ and, you know, they get that emotional high. But they don't really understand that in order to grow in the body of Christ, you got to get his teachings. You got to learn. And it's more to it than just on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time when we go through this Bible, I don't know how many times we've been through Matthew,
right.
But you learn something new. And so it's a constant study. It's a constant where the Lord is trying to teach us, like you said, how to be saved. You know, the things, what to say, what not to say. Because we are still in the flesh.
Yeah.
And we have to constantly be reminded.
And the thing is, salvation is free.
Exactly.
But sanctification is going to cost.
Amen.
Sanctification means you being set apart for God, for his use, to look like him.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're going to have to go through some things of being transformed to be sanctified.
Amen. Amen.
To be able to come as everybody wants to be pure gold.
Right.
But nobody wants to go through the fire to get to be pure gold.
See,
gold in its raw form has dross and impurities in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's still gold.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're saved. We still saved.
Yeah.
But we got impurities in it.
That's right.
And so in order for the dross to be separated out of the gold, Lord have mercy, you got to heat that joke up.
That's
come on
right.
now.
That's
come
right.
on.
That's
amen.
Right.
So it can change from one thing, be transformed from one thing to the other thing.
Wow.
Amen.
Right.
But see, we don't want to be transformed.
No.
See, this word will come and it will heat you up and reveal some stuff about you that you don't want to know.
Right. Ouch. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I was just in our prayer service yesterday. God had given me something in the morning and he was talking about it. And it came from when I was eating the daily bread, but it said pain with a purpose. But God gave me, he said pain has a purpose.
Amen.
And that you go through every pain we go through, he has a purpose for it, whether it's for us to build character, for us to get patient, for us to strong, for us to show and teach somebody else that I went through this, and as a result of me going through this, let me tell you how God will bring you out. So we have to go through and have that pain to have a purpose, but you can't really truly do it in the spirit unless you know God's word.
Amen.
Unless you can go to James and say, I'll do it when I'm going through God's temptation, really.
Yeah.
But because as you study it or you read Hebrews, you say, okay, I have to have the faith to believe.
Yeah.
That's how you grow, and that's why pain has a
purpose.
And it's just like that whole pure gold.
Oh,
we
my God.
We have to go through, and God has to decide us. Allows things to happen to us so that we can draw closer and depend on him. Because if not, you think that we did it all.
Uh-oh. And that's the transformation. When he said in Romans, on the 12th chapter, and be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mind.
He said, be not conformed to
this
world,
right.
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Right.
So in other words, salvation is free.
Yeah.
But the sanctification Dr. G is going to cost.
Amen.
And, you know, I was sitting and thinking, if I can just throw something in, but you know, a lot of people don't want to change.
Mm-hmm.
They want what God has to give us, but they don't want to change to get it.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And this is what God said. He said, I got to teach you. So he gathered his disciples together. He said, I got to teach you some things. But if you, anybody ever talk to somebody who went to the university, I know everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
And graduated summa cum laude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That means that they graduated the top of everything in the university. I know everything.
I know everything.
Everything.
Have their doctorate of humane letters.
Yes.
Of everything.
Everything.
All knowing.
And so these were the disciples of Christ. These gentlemen ended up being apostles. These gentlemen ended up teaching the world and turning the world upside down. But they took advantage and got in a place where they could be taught. And in the church, I believe, we get in a place where we can be taught the things of the world.
Well,
But are we getting in a place where we can be taught the things of God?
God.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes first.
Amen. Because all of us can tell you what happened on Empire last week. And all the little love affairs along in there. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sing all the little songs go along with it, right?
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell you every scene in the one we like.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Cookie.
Amen.
And Lucius. Amen.
Amen.
And all the little, we know all that stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
But do we know the original names of the original 12 disciples?
Well.
Can the church say amen?
Amen.
And so we put ourselves in a place to be taught by the world, but God says that you're in the world,
right,
but not of the world.
Right.
Okay. In other words, we got to survive in here, but when we get transformed, we are the example to show people this is how to live in the world and not be conformed to the world.
Exactly.
But you got to be taught.
Right. And you're taught by studying. And same way you would teach in school. You don't go to college and not have a book to read and have to memorize and not just read it. You have to digest it and comprehend it.
Amen.
To be able to pass the test.
Amen. But one of the things that civilization has done down through the years, and we can do this in spiritual terms, is to keep people ignorant of the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of slavery.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You see this happening in the continent, in the Middle East, and in Africa right now, where they're massacring
Christian
and children in general.
Amen.
So that they can't go to school, and they're bombing places of education in Syria and Somalia and in West Africa and Africa. And all over that Middle East, they're bombing places of education so that people will be ignorant, so those who do know can manipulate and take advantage of them.
Right.
And so this is what Satan does. He wants us to remain ignorant to the word.
That's right.
So that we can't take advantage of what Jesus is teaching about blessed and being happy or living an abundant life.
Right. Amen. Right.
Can you imagine if someone didn't tell you about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
where you would be today?
All right. No hope. No hope. That's no hope. You're living a life of death.
Strung out.
Mm-hmm.
Life of death. It's going to be. Malady. No.
Yeah.
I would want to imagine that.
And so Jesus said this is what's so important about being taught. And so we have to take on the mind frame of, I need to be taught the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what God does, he said, I understand the body needs to be taught. And so what he does is he gives gifts to the church. And one of the gifts to the church is a what? A teacher.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
That's right, yeah.
let's go to the book of Ephesians. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. And even people call it the fivefold ministry, but the edifying or building of the church, if you go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, beginning 11th verse, Ephesians 4:11, says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists,
mm-hmm.
some pastors, and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers. And so the whole purpose of God giving these gifts is so that the church, let's look what it says in verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the what?
Work of the ministry.
Come on now, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So in other words, if you want to know how to do the work correctly, because you got a lot of people working.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes folk will tear each other up doing the work.
Amen.
In the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, to get you prepared to do it right.
Because
mm-hmm. you can be an usher, but if you got a bad attitude
Ouch.
As an usher.
Come on now. Tell us.
Let's turn people away.
Amen. If you don't have any love, hello, amen, man. As a deacon or a pastor,
compassion,
you'll turn all the people in the church away.
Right.
Because you're not perfected.
Mm-hmm.
But James would tell you that you got to learn how to be a servant.
All right.
and you got to learn how to love people in spite of people.
That's right.
And he said that salt water and spring water shouldn't come out the same mouth.
Hello.
In other words, don't tell me you love me and cuss me out at the same time out the same mouth.
That, all right.
That, little member.
Amen.
The tongue.
And so we have to be taught this. We have to be edified. And so he just didn't give teachers just to be given them. And teachers can't take any credit. It's a gift that God has given. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have to put yourself in a position where you can get taught, amen, by the gifted teacher that God has given.
Amen.
Amen. But you know what I was sitting here thinking? It's just like a child has to be taught. Right and wrong.
Right.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But too many times we'll run away from the teaching.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. They will not, let me tell you again, they will not give you that lambskin,
nope.
amen, degree.
Nope.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
If you haven't matriculated,
right.
amen, and taken all the courses and the prerequisites,
that's
101s
right.
and all of those things to meet the criteria of the curriculum, amen,
amen,
for them to grant you that degree.
That's right. That's right. And that's why each year, even from kindergarten through 12th grade, it builds on the following year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Paul talks about being babes in Christ.
Amen.
At some point, you need to grow up and stop speaking like a child.
Amen.
And in order to do that, you have to know God.
You have to know the God.
No.
And it's a sanctification process. And it's not a waste of time.
Mm-mm.
It's what Jesus left with his great commission. And it's one of the things that we were talking about, the calendar, that we should put on our calendar every day, that we should go before God and ask God through the power of his Holy Spirit to teach and minister to us. And then when our churches have agreed together that this is the time for our teaching,
mm-hmm.
that we will make ourselves available to receive the teaching.
That's right.
I know some folk ain't mad. I'm glad with me today.
Amen.
Upset folk.
Well, just like you said, put whatever you want to watch on Thursday on DVR.
Amen.
Record it, watch it later, but give God his time first.
Amen.
Because that is the most important.
If you want to be edified,
mm-hmm.
you want to be built up.
Right.
Amen.
That's
right. Unless you want to stay
if you want to have the full blessings of God, and this is what
right.
Paul said,
mm-hmm.
he said he has not attained anything,
mm-hmm.
but he wants to know Christ even more.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He wants to have that relationship even more. Y'all know y'all had a boo at one time.
Come on.
But y'all still got a boo. Amen.
Amen.
When you first met boo. Oh, Lord. Couldn't get it. Now, I know I had a phone bill. I met my wife when I called her. My phone bill was outrageous. My mother would come by, was still living at home, and she'd say, "Here's your phone bill." Wow. I was in Maryland calling Occoquan, Virginia, like I'm calling down the King's Dominion. Sit on the phone, ain't talking about nothing.
Listen to each other.
Breathe. I love you. I love you too. When you come and see me. Lo, you hang up first, Alan. You hang up first. You didn't hang up. Oh, my God.
And then I remember you guys used to tease me about when Pastor used to call and say, "Now speak to Sheila."
Let me speak to She had the longest. She had the longest phone cord ever. Cause she take the phone from the front room and drag it all the way back into the back room
and close the door.
And close it up, clunker, talking to her boo. Amen. Want to know everything about you? Amen. My wife, she knew so much about me. She even knew when I was hurt. She could tell when I was hurt. I felt it. Oh, hammer. Look at her grinning back there. Stop it, Bob. Ow! I got that.
She's back there blushing.
Yeah. So that type of relationship
time, right.
Takes time.
Yeah.
And you spend hours with it, hours.
Always on your mind.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And God, I want you to have an abundant life.
Come on.
Right.
I want you to be in this world, and I want you to have life, but not have it just life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I want you to have it abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he said, this is how you get it, by getting to know me.
Okay.
And getting to know what I have in store for you.
Uh-huh.
And telling you, that's why one of my favorite scriptures is, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness."
And all these the other stuff will line up.
Amen. But you have to seek him first.
Amen.
And you have to make that commitment.
And you know, even before that, you've got to have a sincere desire.
Amen.
That you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't really want it, you're not going to put in the effort or the time to get it.
Amen.
I mean, you know, we talk about each other, booze and all that, but it's what you wanted, that desire was there.
Right.
And as you got to know each other, the love grew.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
It's the same thing with the Lord.
Amen.
And if you don't sincerely want him or want what he has to offer, you're not going to put that time in.
No.
Amen. And he's not going to force it on.
Nope, he will not.
It's going to be a whole lot of people that choose hell.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. By default, right?
Amen.
Just by doing nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
By doing
nothing. Choose, just the song we sing on Sunday, choices that you make.
Amen.
Will determine eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And won't be able to blame it on nobody but yourself.
Amen.
Right.
Nobody told me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But all of that came from Matthew 5, verse 2. And it's important that we understand that we have to be taught. We have to be built up. That's what God gave teachers for, the edifying of the perfecting, to get you to the point where you will know the word of God. And then when you know the word of God, what will happen is every one of us has a gift, and then you can know how to go to God, know how to go through God's word and see how God wants you to be able to use the gift that God has given you.
Amen.
And then what that does is then you start ministering to the rest of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody drinking with that?
Amen. Yeah.
So there's something that the body does for everyone.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
In other words, the hand does something for the body.
Mm-hmm.
The foot does something for the body. Every one of us has something that we can contribute to the body, but too many times in the church, you just have one or two parts of the body working,
right.
Dragging the rest of the body.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it's whether... And it happens because of the fact that people are depending on the flesh, and back to the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's the attitude of, well, I don't have anything to give. I don't have anything to contribute. And then you have those in the church that are looking at the ones that are doing,
mm-hmm.
and then that spirit of jealousy comes up. So they're like, well, she sang my song, and I didn't get to sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sing better than they do, or this usher's up there frowning, but I do. I look better when I'm, you know, it's just like
mm-hmm.
all those isms and schisms that happen in the church, whereas if we put our focus on God, we all can work together.
Right.
And then it would be easier to identify the gift that he has us so that each member is doing what it's supposed to do for the church body to operate as one whole complete.
That is awesome. and it has to be taught this slowly
mm-hmm.
for people to really understand that I need to be taught, I need to be edified, so I know what gift God has given me and how to use it in love. Because
right.
a lot of times people use gifts and they'll beat you up.
Right.
But you have to learn how to use it in love
right.
so you can operate correctly, amen, in the body of Christ. The right hand can't operate like the left hand.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Have you ever put on the wrong shoe on the wrong foot?
Be quiet.
Amen. You can't walk correctly, amen?
Amen.
And it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you need to know, am I the right shoe or the left shoe?
Uh-huh.
Amen.
My pastor is laughing at me because I have a prime example of
I
that.
Is that right?
I didn't say it,
but case in point, we have a shoe, but if the shoe's on the wrong foot,
or it's the wrong shoe,
I went on a job interview earlier this week, and fortunately, I had on long pants. By the time I got
home, wrong shoes.
I had two different shoes.
Isn't that something? Wrong shoe, wrong sock.
And I mean, they were both black. The one had a buckle on it, and one didn't.
Yeah.
But the Lord blessed me anyhow. See,
amen.
He said my pants were wide enough to cover it up. And it wasn't until I got home and took them off, I was like, oh, my God.
Amen. Well, the young people call that, they call that style. That's
flavor.
Style,
that was flavor.
Yeah, that was
They got
flavor.
A different flavor. One start with stripes and one with chest.
And you're right, because when I was walking, for some reason, my feet was a little off, but I guess I was so focused that I just didn't notice. But you're right, because it didn't feel right.
Right.
But I was so focused on determining on what I needed to do.
Right.
But I didn't realize that the shoes were not operating properly,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't look right.
Right. And that's what happens in the church. People have a gift, but they don't have the right attitude with the gift,
mm-hmm.
don't have the right love and compassion. So they're actually, people actually think they're doing you a favor.
Right.
You met somebody.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
By utilizing their gift in the church.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
And that comes back to understanding that every gift that we have, everything is not us. It comes from God. It just comes from God. And whatever happens, we're not to give ourselves glory.
No.
We got to give God the glory, because he is the one that's ultimately in control. And
yeah.
it comes from him.
Yeah, he's the one that gave the gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
yeah.
How can anybody take credit
you
when he's the one that gave the gift?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with learning and maturing
right.
in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is supposed to work in sync.
Amen.
Amen. So that we can show the world what it's supposed to look like.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest things he says is that we should love one another.
Mm-hmm. Unconditional.
Uh-oh.
And he said that men would know that we are his disciples, we're studying here, if we have what? Love what?
Love one
for another.
Oh, my God. How can you say you love God who you have not seen and hate your brother who you see in church every Sunday?
Amen.
Can I say every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
And every time you see me, you smack your lips,
mm-hmm.
roll your eyes,
uh-huh.
and say something under your breath.
Or have something negative to say.
Mm-hmm.
No, we always say, if you can't say anything nice,
Be quiet.
But anyway, let's go back to Matthew, and we say all this because God's son is going to teach about the picture of life in the kingdom. Now, if you want to live in the kingdom, Jesus is going to tell you this is how you have to live in the kingdom. He's going to paint you a picture. And he starts off in verse 3 with the word blessed. In other words, happy, satisfied
mm-hmm.
in God. Is anybody going to be satisfied in God's kingdom, or you going to have an attitude when you get to the kingdom? I thought it was going to be better than this.
All this talk,
you talking about you going away to prepare me a place and come back and get me, and this all you going to give me? Amen. But he's saying this this is the attitude that you will have to be able to develop, amen, in order to enjoy heaven when you get there.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Oh, man. Oh, man. What do you think, Dr.
Smith? If you don't have the right attitude, you're not going to get there.
Amen. So he says, blessed, happy, satisfied in God. And see, that's the only way you're going to be able to take on these attitudes is if you're okay with God.
All right.
Because God is not going to always give you a bed of roses.
Come on.
That day.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
There's going to be some rain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And some pain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Somebody need to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's going to be some rain and pain so you can enjoy the sunshine. Amen.
That's right.
And the relief.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it has a
when it's there, it has a purpose.
Amen.
Right.
And so he got his disciples together and said, I need to teach y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And he starts off with verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You mean I got to be poor in the spirit? I mean poor in my own spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So in other words, I have to realize my shortcomings spiritually so that I can take on his.
Well,
so I got to humble myself and say, I came up short.
Amen.
Spiritually, I came up short.
All right.
The only way you're going to get to God's kingdom is to admit that your kingdom,
ouch,
come on now, was insufficient.
That you need to be, that you need to be taught.
Amen. In other words, I had to take myself off the throne.
Right.
That's right.
Humble.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And allow him to be Lord on the throne.
All right.
All right.
Why do people have trouble? Well, they love you as Savior, but I want you to be Lord.
Come on now. Come on.
I love you because you saved my soul,
uh-huh,
but, you know, I'm going to have to run this thing.
Amen. Don't want nobody to tell them what to do.
Oh, we were just talking about that this week.
Yeah.
Like I have the faith, I do have the faith. I do believe. I truly believe.
But
happened was. But why are you looking back there? If you're looking back there, we were just hearing with somebody. We finally said, "Look at him." If you have the faith, get yourself out of the way. To truly trust God. God doesn't need help.
Amen.
Does that mean it's uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But once you get through, and you go through, and you get through, you'll have the victory.
Right.
But until you completely turn it over to God,
amen,
you're just going to keep walking in place and be miserable all over.
And this whole attitude thing is that.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, I want you to have the right attitude.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what kingdom living is about. It's about having the right attitude or righteousness, the righteousness attitude of the salvation that you receive.
Mm-hmm.
And once you receive the salvation, now you have the ability to live righteous. And have the right attitude, but when you get to that point, you have to continue in this thing. And God said, "Blessed," what did he say? "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In other words, in order for you to get to heaven, you got to understand that your spirit was the wrong spirit and take on the right spirit of God.
Right.
In order for you to get to the kingdom of heaven and live the way God wants you to live a righteous life.
Amen.
Right.
So it's a thing of humbling myself and saying, God, what you said is
right
and what I said is wrong. And so I want to take on your spirit,
right,
amen, and leave the spirit of the world behind.
Right.
And when you learn to leave the spirit of the world behind and take on the spirit of God, now you are truly blessed and happy.
Right.
Because you realize that what God has for you is the best for you.
That's right. And you're focused on him instead of what we can do. Because we're limited, but it goes back to what you're saying, that university of I know everything.
Ooh.
And because you know everything, God can't work. To humble yourself, to invite him in and let him lead your life, and you follow him, not asking God to follow you.
So that's the question tonight. The question tonight is your life better now that you allow Christ to lead your life, to be Lord? Is your life better? Which one was better, when you was Lord or when Christ was Lord? Studio audience.
When I was Lord of my life, I noticed that I made quite a few mistakes. Amen. And some has had some everlasting consequences. Just like Absalom and
that's
David.
Right.
Jesus came in and became a great deal, even though it had been that.
Now, when he said poor, in other words, he's trying to say that you will become poor, so he can become rich. So you had to become poor so you can become rich. In other words, poor in the things of you being Lord, rich in the things of him being Lord.
You know, one of the things that I can definitely attest to is the way it was before I accepted Christ as my Savior, when I dealt with situations, trials and tribulations. And no one's life is ever going to be perfect, whether you're in Christ or you're not. But when you're in Christ, you can deal with those situations better. You can make wiser decisions because you go to your God.
Amen.
And you ask him to guide you and to lead you compared to you doing it on your own. When you do it on your own, it's not perfect. But when you do it in Christ's way, he makes it perfect.
Amen.
Whether we like it or not.
Mm.
So the difference is that when you're not in Christ, it doesn't go the way it should go. But when you are in Christ, it happens and it falls into place absolutely perfect.
Amen. Blessed, happy.
I think so. Like my wife was saying, and some of the other audience members were saying before, when I led my life, you make decisions based off of, or I made decisions based off of my emotions or what I felt at that time. And what happened when you do that, or for me anyway, I would look back and always have that feeling of, dang, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or,
exactly.
Dang, you know, that's not going to work out the way I wanted to. I always have that sense of regret. But then when I let God lead my life and follow his God, in that situation, that's the way it was supposed to work. I don't have any
before. Every time I made a decision, I would always look back and dwell on it and wonder why, or you know, wonder if that was the right decision. And now I do believe that every time I make a decision, I look at first.
Amen.
I don't dwell on it. No matter what happens, I accept that because I know that's how it is. And I know now I'm a lot more joyous.
Yeah.
I'm happy goes wrong in my life. I make it that I'm human, but I don't dwell on it the way I have in the past. I kind of just get past it and move forward, and I accept what it is.
Lord, go back. Go back, yeah, man. Lord, and the Lord being the Lord.
Amen.
But you ain't gave it up.
Oh, this is a lot of fun. What about me, Helen? I think. Looking back now.
Yeah, that's good. We go to the next one.
Hold on, don't pass it. Reach up to us.
I think that now that I'm looking at like
All right. It's not always going to be easy, though. It's been better.
I definitely think that since I've accepted Christ in my life, I think one of the things that I've noticed is that you're not so much necessarily searching for answers or putting your faith in man, because I can tell you a lot of times when you don't have Christ in your life, it's almost like you are lost because things mm-hmm. happen. You have no rhyme or reason, no way to connect the dots, no way to figure out how to not have yourself be in that same situation. So I think now that when you accept Christ, mm-hmm. you have a reference, and that being the Bible, you have somebody who yeah. you can lean on, who you can talk to, who's always going to be there. Yeah. A lot of times we've been hurt by friends or people we thought were in our corner and weren't. And a lot of times, too, when you accept Christ, you start to realize people who you thought were Uh-oh. In your circle and had Uh-oh. Your back, you start looking at them through a different lens and start to realize, like, you know, we don't really have that much in common. And I think the one thing we always have to realize is that it's never going to be easy. And I think that's where the true test comes, because just like anything, if everything's going right, everything's going perfect, mm-hmm. everything is easy, you're never really going to know exactly what's going on or how to right. deal with something. And your true testament is when it is bad, what are you going to do? Who are you going to lean to?
Wow.
Who are you going to look for to mm-hmm. help you out and bail you out? And a lot of times, most of the time, you can't put your trust in man, but you have to put it in God, because he is a perfect being. So yeah. he will know all and answer all. And a lot of times it may not be clear to you as you're going through it.
Right.
But once you get to that light at the end of the tunnel, mm-hmm. you understand that questions that you wouldn't have understood had like Christ not been in your life.
Amen.
And then you're able to use that as a testimony to reach somebody else, so that if they're going through the same thing, they'll know how to get through it. And then mm-hmm. they can go ahead and return and give that information to someone else so that they can test
like
through
that.
The storm.
I like yeah. that. I like that. Good yeah. word. Good word.
Well, I can say that I have made many poor decisions in my life, and of course I do regret them, but mm-hmm. that's looking back on what I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say that I have changed for the better, and I didn't do it alone.
All right.
So I'm just proud to be who I am now, and I've learned my lesson. That's pretty much it.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff, good stuff. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you are no longer Lord.
Amen.
I can speak to myself. When I was Lord, I had myself a ball,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth about it, I had myself a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But with being with the Lord, my time is better, greater. I'm learning to do things his way and not my way, and not dwelling on the past. But one thing I can say, you know, being in the Lord is a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. You know, that's all I can say. It's great.
All right. Anybody else? All right. We're going to get on the phone. What about that young lady back there?
Yeah, two of them back
there. Yeah, two of them back there. Are they still Lord?
You got
they
one
still
on
Lord?
The end that has.
They still Lord?
Jessica has. All
right.
Short version of it.
Okay, I know. I haven't been Lord as though that he's taking me and he's taking me to the best in my life.
Uh-huh.
So he's just going to get me through the everyday thing. That's short. Okay.
Thank you.
That's a short verse. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. Why every time we get ready to go to the phone line, folks drop off the
mm-hmm.
line? We get ready to go to the phone line, folks drop off the line. Well, we're going to sneak next time. We call the last four digits of your phone number. We're going to put you on the air. We're going to go to 6326. 6326.
Don't
blame me. You're on the air. 6326. Yeah, with us? You must be listening in. All right. We're going to go to 4626. 4626, you're on the air. 4626, you with us? You listening in? All right, we're going to try one more. 3494. 3494, you're on the air. Good evening. All right, that must be a tough question tonight. But when you are Lord of your life,
Lord help us.
You don't realize the power that you don't have.
Amen.
Amen. You have limited resource.
Uh-huh.
And basically, that's what sums it up. When you're Lord with limited resource.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
And then when you take yourself off the throne,
mm-hmm.
Hello.
And allow God to get on the throne,
right?
Then you have unlimited resource.
And you have to make a conscious decision to do that.
That's right.
Because out of habit, we just want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to make the decision. We were like, okay, based off what I see,
mm-hmm.
And what I think, well, okay, let me go this way. Let me do this. And that's something I had to struggle with myself this past year.
Right, right.
You know what? I'm in the way.
Yeah.
Because I'm not taking the time to really think and stop and say, okay, before I do what makes sense to me.
Wow.
Then you let me know what makes sense to you.
Wow.
And then even when it makes me a little uncomfortable, like,
wow.
And I'm comfortable saying to him, are you sure?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, and then now I'm taking that leap of faith. But it's really out of habit because we're doing that. And we have to slow down enough to stop doing things out of habit and
Amen.
Do things on purpose
mm-hmm.
and on purpose what God's purpose is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Z, we're going to ask this question, and we're just going to have food for thought for next week. Why, in that verse 3, are we not okay with being poor in spirit?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that he's teaching us? That before you can get to really live the
mm-hmm.
kingdom life,
mm-hmm.
you got to be poor in spirit. In other words, you got to understand that you can get your riches from something or someone else.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I think it goes back to that verse, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And all those other things will be added up. And until you really come to the realization that God has got this and he knows what he's doing, all we have to do is to let go and let God.
Amen.
And I think everyone is pretty much said it. You know, it is a growing thing. It's a learning. But we don't want to put ourselves in the position where we can learn because
mm-hmm.
it takes too much time. We don't have time for this. We have time for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to God, we don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're short. We fall short on that knowledge. We're not learning. And so God has to go the other way there. He has to put us through things to get our attention.
Right.
And then when we go through it and we can't do anything but cry to him,
mm-hmm.
then we begin to understand that it's a hard lesson to give up our lordship and let him
have it. He goes out of the way.
Yeah.
And when you look at that, when you look at that verse, there's two choices.
Mm-hmm.
Poor in spirit, you're giving up poor in spirit, to gain
heaven.
Amen.
Look at that. If you can get a picture of that.
Mm.
Give up I might think it's rich, but God says poor.
Mm-hmm.
Give up that for heaven. So I'm giving up one thing and gaining something greater.
Right.
So our mindset has to understand that I'm giving up one thing to gain something greater. And
mm-hmm.
so blessed are the poor in spirit, or happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Once I've divested and given up my will over to his will, now I can live a kingdom life.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can live the life that God wants to live.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've gotten me out of the way, now I can live the life God wants to live.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? We have to believe that kingdom, that heaven is real.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if we don't believe it, we're not going to give up anything.
That's true.
Yeah. Poo-poo it.
Right.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Just everyone have an awesome Good Friday and
Amen.
An awesome Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
And remember that you know, God became poor that we might have become rich.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And
Amen.
He came from glory that we
mm-hmm.
might be rich
mm-hmm.
and that he says that he has something far greater for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we have to just get into this word and know that God will, amen, be true to his word. When man lets you down,
that's
amen.
Right. That's
God
right.
God will be true to his word.
Mm-hmm.
And he has so much more for us,
yes.
Amen,
yes.
than we can ever imagine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Sheila Z, you can close us out in prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come once again thanking you for this opportunity for us to learn more about you and learn about how it's important for us to want to be taught, Lord, teaching us how we need to be in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, that we would just not take this word and keep it in our ears, but we'll hide it in our hearts and bring it out to others, Lord. Lord, I pray right now that you would just watch over each and every one of us as we leave this church, Lord, and watch over us, keep us according with your will until we come back together. In your precious name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Have a good night, and we'll see you next Thursday night. Good night.